Today's daf is Erevin Daf Mem, and we are 12 lines from the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the two dots, Hanu Bnei Genona. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Li Ilui Nishmas Hindachaya Bas Hechover Yaakov. So the very end of Daf Lamites discussed a halacha related to a non-Jew doing melacha for a Jew on the second day of Yontif. Today's daf picks up very briefly on that note. Zokta Gemara, Hanu b'nei genono, there were people that made canopies for chuppas. The gazaluhu asa, b'yontif sheni, and there were non-Jews that decided to help these yidden, these b'nei genono, and they cut hadasim for them on the second day of Yontif. The Gemara says, l'urta, Ravina allowed these genana to benefit from the hadasim immediately. He didn't make them wait a certain amount of time after yontif, but he allowed them to benefit from it immediately. Meaning on yontif itself, it was understood they couldn't benefit from it. But even immediately after yontif, he allowed them. Amalei Rava bar tachliv the Ravina's Rava tachlova as Ravina leisaluhu mar b'pnei she'enam b'nei Torah. I don't know if that was the right thing that you did. I think you should have been machmer. I think you should have said that it's not okay for them to benefit from these hadasim immediately after yontif. You should have made them wait a little bit of time, because if they're going to benefit from it after yontif, they may end up benefiting from it on yontif, and that could be very bad. Now, why do I think you should have been machmer? Because these b'nei genona were not b'nei Torah, and being that they're not b'nei Torah, there's an idea you have to be machmer for them. Bring the Gemara, ask for Rav Shmaya. So Rav Shmaya asked the question, time and date of b'nei Torah, how b'nei Torah? Sorry, meaning it sounds like Ravina certainly had no problem. He said, right after Yontif, you could benefit from these Adasim. Even Rav Bar Tachlifa, who had a problem, he only had a problem because they weren't B'nai Torah. See, he was worried that if they're going to be able to benefit from it immediately after Yontif, they may end up benefiting from Yontif as well. But Freit Rav Shmaya, he says, I don't understand. Forget about the fact that they're not the halacha is that if a non-Jew does malacha, if you want Shabbos or Yontif, even Yontif Sheni, as we've seen in the Gemara, a Yid is not allowed to benefit from it. What about after Shabbos? What about after Yontif? So he has to wait the amount of time that it would take to do the malacha. Meaning, if this malacha takes 10 minutes, so you'd have to wait 10 minutes after Shabbos, 10 minutes after Yontif, before you're able to benefit from it. It's what's known in halacha, in the vernacular, as b'kadesh yasa. You wait the amount of time that it would take to actually do the malacha. So Rav Shmaya said, to me, this is a k'desh yasu 101. The non-Jew did malacha for the Yid. He did it on Yontif, albeit Yontif Sheni. The halacha is that Yid's not allowed to benefit from it on Yontif Sheni. He shouldn't be able to benefit from it matzor Yontif either until the amount of time that's Kadesh Yasu. What was Ravina's psak? Sharulu Ravina lo aruche be la alter. So the Gemara says, Azu shailu Rav. Vava, they went, they asked Rava, and Amar lohu Rava, paskin what Rav Shmaya wanted the psak to be. And that is, be'inon, b'chdesh Yasu, you can't benefit from these adasim right away. Being that it was done for a Yid, even Matzah Yontif, you'd at the very least have to wait b'chdesh Yasu. One point that you see in this Gemara, and this is something we've talked a lot about, and that is that the Amiram felt that the psak halacha, as it relates to benefiting from these hadasim, varied depending on whether the shoyl was a ben Torah or whether the shoyl was not a ben Torah. And the Gemara says that being that these genona were not b'nei Torah, so that somehow impacted the halacha. And really, exhibit A for this idea that not b'nei Torah get treated sometimes more stringently in halacha is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Taf Kufla Metes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the infamous b'nei Bashkar. At the time, we spoke at a fascinating tshuva for Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's in Chelik Beis of Shelos Yavit Simin Kuf Mem Beis, where Rabbi Yaakov Emden was seen in a coffee house in London, and people were moicha. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden told the people that were moicha that, I'll be honest with you, I knew what I did was 100% okay, but I should have realized that the people living in London in this tkufa were worse, his lashon is, worse than the Bnei Bashkar. And if you have to be so careful around people that are lav Bnei Torah, and sometimes you have to be machmer yoisim midai, you're right. I should have been more careful because I should have realized that you don't know the halacha and you're a bunch of amiratzim and you're going to end up distorting the truth. And basically, I should have treated you like the Bnei Bashka. And it's a little bit counterintuitive because ordinarily you think that the more chashiv you are, the more machmer. Ha-machmer tovay ala bracha, bal nefesh yachmer. But there's a reverse concept as well. Sometimes when you have a shoyl that's not a ben Torah, like the Genona and Erev and Dachmem Amar Aleph, like the Bnei Bashkar and Shabbos Kuf Lamates Amar Aleph, like the Bnei London in the Shalos Yavitz Chelik Bey Simon Kuf Mem Beis, to the contrary, it's the Lav Bnei Torah where sometimes you have to be Machmer. Either way, the topic of Daf Lamedes, incredibly, was the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, specifically the relationship between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Is it Kedusha Achaz? Is it Shtei Kedushos? What about the concept of Yoy Marichto? We saw how it impacts the halachos of Erev Tchumen. We saw how it impacts the halachos of Abayish and all the Yontif. The very end of the Mishnah said, Rab Doise ben Hurkin Asayimah. This is the end of the Mishnah on Lamites Amar Aleph. If somebody goes and damas for the Yomid, be Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah. Oymer, he should say the following. Hachlitzenu Hashem Alikenu es Yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Im HaYoyim Im Lamacher. So when he davens and asks Hashem, Hachlitzenu Hashem Alikenu, he should acknowledge that he's a little insecure. Meaning, I'm not sure if today's Rosh Hashanah or not. So if it is, great. But if it's tomorrow, then Hachlitzenu Hashem Alikenu, Lamachar, Ulamachar, and the second day Rosh Hashanah, he should say the same thing. Im Hayoim, Hachlitzenu Hashem Alikenu, Hayoim. And in Emesh, if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, then it should be Emesh, for Lehoidu Lechachamim, however, the Chachamim were masking. And the truth is that if you look carefully at what Rav Doisa ben Hurkin has said, he said two Chedushim. The obvious Chedush is this whole Maman of Shach. This is obviously not something that we do. You're supposed to get up with self confidence, not say, I'm not sure, maybe it's today, maybe it's yesterday, maybe it's tomorrow. So the Lehoidu Lechachamim clearly could be referring to that. But there's another chiddush in what Rav Doisa ben Hurkin has said. What's the lashon of this bal tefila on Rosh Hashanah? Oyvel lefnei ha-teva b'yontif shel Rosh Hashanah oimer hachlitzenu Hashem elikenu es yoyim Rosh HaChodesh hazeh. He didn't say es yoyim Rosh Hashanah hazeh. He said es yoyim Rosh HaChodesh hazeh. And the truth is, Rosh Hashanah always falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Aleph and Beis Tishrei are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The question is, do we acknowledge on Rosh Hashanah the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, or do we not? And in fact, when the Chachamim will lay hoidu loy to Rav Doisa ben Hurkin is, being that there are two chedushim or Rav Doisa ben Hurkin has said, there's really two possibilities of what the Chachamim may have not liked. I mean, off the bat, there's two very surprising things that Rav Doisa ben Hurkin has said. Number one, refer to Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Chodesh. That comes, I mean, it's true, but we don't have that in our Nusach HaTfilah. And number two, today, tomorrow, yesterday, Zokhti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Kevina Beir Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, I asked him the following question, Ma'u lahaskish shel Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah? Should you mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not? What would the two tzadim? I mean, it is Rosh Hashanah. It is Rosh Chodesh. Say, kibbeh dechelukah b'musafin. Amrina, do you say that being the Rosh Chodesh has its own carbon musaf, different than the musaf in Rosh Hashanah, and that carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh was brought on Rosh Hashanah, so you see that we're not saying that b'chlal masayim mana, somehow the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is submerged in the kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, so we don't acknowledge it as Rosh Hashanah. You bring the carbon musaf, so if you bring the carbon musaf, why shouldn't you be masquerade in the tefillah? At the end of the day, the idea of Rosh Hashanah is a yom hazikaron. It's a day that we are remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see more about that later. Rosh Chodesh is also a Yom HaZikaron, so it's one Indian of Zikaron. So maybe you don't have to mention. Amalosi told him, Tinisuha, Rav Doisa, Imer Rav Doisa, Zeran Mishra, Evi Lufnei HaTeva, Vichulu, and V'loi Hoidu Loi Chachamim. So the Gemara says, My Lav Lahasker. So Rav Huna told Rabbah, what did the Chachamim have a problem with? Why didn't they like what Rav Doisa and Ben Hurkin said? You know why? Probably they didn't like the fact that the Oivel of Ne'ateva mentioned Rosh Chodesh, right? We said there were two Chedushim that Rav Doisa and Hurkin seems to be saying. Number one, you're talking about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And number two, the whole tonight, the whole Maman of Shach, today, yesterday, tomorrow. So said Rav Huna that maybe Muscharisha, and the reason the Chachamim had a problem with Rav Doisa and Hurkin said, is because why are you talking about Rosh Chodesh? So you see clearly you're not supposed to talk about Rosh Chodesh. Rav Doisa ben Hurkin has said you're supposed to talk about Rosh Chodesh. The Chachamim said not. Yachid v'rabim alachik v'rabim. So this is
seems to be a mefurish of Mishnah that you're not supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara says loy lahasnis. Maybe the reason the Chachamim had a problem with Rav Dais and Ruknas in the Mishnah is not because of the fact Rav Dais and Ruknas mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Maybe he's supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh. What he didn't like was the Tanai. Hachi nami mistabra, and I'll prove to you. Maybe Tani b'braisa, because it was a braisa that elaborated a little bit on the halacha of the Mishnah. Rav Dais is a brashi chadashim shall call Hashana kula. Rosh Dais and Ruknas held that every bal tefila, not only a Rosh Hashanah, but even Rosh Chodesh, he was supposed to do the same thing. Meaning the same issue that you have in Rosh Hashanah, you have every Rosh Chodesh. You're not sure if today's Rosh Chodesh or if tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Dosim and Hurgan said that on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to make this tonight, and on Rosh Chodesh you're supposed to do the same thing. And again, v'loy hoydolei, chum and worm might. So yeah, Rav Bishlami lahasnes. Bishlami, if the issue that chum had is the tonight, mishamach loy hoydolei, that's why they wore a mask. Eliyam lahasker. But if the issue that the chum had was being masked Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Hashanah, why are you talking about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Even though it is Rosh Chodesh, but still, you're not supposed to mention it on my Loi Hoidoloi. Over there, it's Rosh Chodesh. So being that it's Rosh Chodesh, so what was the issue? Elamai, says the Gemara, lahasnois. So you get a proof from the Braisa that the issue that the Chachamim had, the Loi Hoidoloi Chachamim, was not the Haskara, it was the Tanai. So Lamadli Laflugi Batarti. So why do you have to have the Machlokes twice? Why do we need the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Mishnah, where the Rav Dais ben Ruknas Chacham argued by Rosh Hashanah, and the Braisa, where they argued regarding Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, Bishloima, if there's two things that the Chachamim had a problem with, that's why you have a Mishnah and a Braisa. From the Braisa, you see they don't like the Tanai, and from the Mishnah, you see they also don't like the mention of Rosh Chodesh. But if you're telling me that they have no problem with the mention of Rosh Chodesh, all they don't like is the Tanai, so why do we need the Machlekes in Tzveitimol? You're mentioning the Machlekes by Rosh Hashanah, you're mentioning the Machlekes by Rosh Chodesh, do you need it two times? Mara says, yeah, it's Rechdiash, we know Rosh Hashanah, because had we only had Rosh Hashanah, I would have thought, well, how come you're Rabban of the Loi? I would have thought the Rabban said, don't make the Tanai Rosh Hashanah, Mishum da Asi. We saw this far in yesterday's daf. Because if you're going to get up and daven for the Amid, imagine the Baal Tefillah says, he's trying to be Ma'ir of the Olam, he says a Hinini, and he puts on his kittel, and the Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh with the Yomim Noiram Nigid, and then he says, if today is Rosh Hashanah, but the truth is, it might be tomorrow. So if not, then whatever, just, you know, act as if, but we'll pick this up again, you know, tomorrow, same time, same place. You're not breeding a lot of self-confidence in the crowd, number one. And number two, you may get the Olam to be mezalzel in the whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. So had we only had the Machlokes by Rosh Hashanah, you would think that maybe it's only there v'loy hoydo loy chachamim. Avo b'Rosh Chodashim shekol Hashanah kulo. Eim v'moydo loy rabda yisev v'Rosh Chodesh is not as chomer as Rosh Hashanah. So as a result, maybe over there it's okay if you make the Tavit. Had we only had the Machlokes by Rosh Chodesh, but come rabda yisev. I would have thought that's where rabda yisev said it's okay. Avo b'hach by Rosh Hashanah, eim v'moydo loy rabbanu. Maybe the moydo to rabbanu that it's not okay. Tzricha, that's why we needed the Machlokes in both places. We need the machlokes both by Rosh Hashanah, loydiyacha, koicha de rabdoisa ben horkinis, and we need it by Rosh Chodesh, loydiyacha, koicha de chachamim. Either way, so we began this last part of the daf with a shayla that Rabba asked Rav Huna, two great amoraim, discussing a shayla. Are you supposed to acknowledge somewhere in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh? And the Gemara at this point seems to feel, Rav Huna anyway, seems to be of the opinion that you're not supposed to, says the Gemara. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha, Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyos, Pisha'u, that you are supposed to. Because Rav Dosef and Horkin has said, yeah, and even though the Chachamim were loy hoidu loy Chachamim, they're loy hoidu loy because of the Tanai. Meaning, but the premise of mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, that seems to be a mafurish of Mishnah, and based on that, it would seem to maybe be okay. So the Gemara asks a kasha, Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyos, Pisha'u, Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, Pisha'u, Yemin, Pisha'u, says Mispalel Eser. You're supposed to daven Shmon Esrei, right? And the Shmon Esrei should be made up of 10 brachas. And Beisula says Mispalel Tesha, that you're supposed to daven Shmon Esrei, right? And the Shmon Esrei should be made up of 9 brachas. Now we know that there are many, many different Shmon Esreis, right? Not all Shmon Esreis were created equally. In fact, even the standard Shmoyne Esrei is not Shmoyne Esrei. It's really made up of 19 brachas, not 18 brachas. The Chachamim added one bracha in Yavne, Shmuel HaKatan, the bracha of V'lamalshinim Kineged, the Talmidim of Yeshaya Noitzri, V'advarim Atikin, the Inkam V'koymer Laharach. But every Shmoyne Esrei begins with the same 3 brachas, and it ends with the same 3 brachas. It begins with Magen Avram, Mechayim Mason, and Hokel HaKadosh, or HaMelech HaKadosh, on the Yomim Noiram. And it ends with the bracha of HaMachzeh Shechinasai, with the bracha of Avoida, Hatoyf Shimcha L'chanel L'hoidois, and of course with Hamavarech Hasam Yisrael Bashalach. So all Shemayna Esrei's begin with the same three and they end with the same three. Where they differ is what happens in between. On a Vachim Degedei, so you have 13 brachas that are in between. So it's 13 plus 3 plus 3. That's how you end up with your 19 brachas. On Shabbos, we don't ask for personal things on Shabbos. The first three brachas and the last three brachas is talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving Shvach Vaidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something you could do on Shabbos. That's something you always do. But in terms of asking for things, those are things that we don't do on Shabbos V'yotav. So what do we do instead? On Shabbos, there's one bracha that acknowledges the fact that today's a special day. You mentioned the fact that today is Shabbos. That's why the Magen Avraham says, if somebody davens Meiriv B'Leil Shabbos, Midei Reis doesn't have to make Kiddush anymore. Because technically, you already acknowledge Zohar Asir M'Shabbos L'Kach. That's what you did in Shemayin Esrei. That was that middle bracha. Elikeinu V'Lekev Yiseinu, and you finish Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yontif, you do the same thing. But instead of on Yontif finishing Mekadesh HaShabbos, what you do is you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. But again, you're just acknowledging the fact that today's a very special day. It's not Shabbos today, but it's Yontif today. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? So on Rosh Hashanah, you have the first three, you have the last three, and then there's three brachas that you add in between. And the three brachas that you add are connected Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shofros. In the bracha of Malchios, you acknowledge the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim peace. You acknowledge the fact that it's Yontif, and you tack on to that the idea of Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, the idea of Malchios, and then you have Zechroinos, then you have Shofros. You have the three, and the three, which you always have, and then you have the middle three in Rosh Hashanah, where you can end up with is nine. Bishami and Bisul discussed and debated and argued about what would be when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So is it your standard nine, or do you have a tenth for Shabbos? Bishami said, Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, Mispalel Eser. Bisul said that the halach is Mispalel Tesha. What's essentially the machlokes? Being that today is also Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, so should you add a special bracha for Shabbos? Or maybe just mention Shabbos, like in the parentheses, Be'ahava, right? The certain words that you only say when Yontif falls down on Shabbos. So you'll be maskered somewhere along the way. You'll be koilalit in the brachas, as the Gemara is going to say. But you don't have a special bracha for it. Beis Shammai said, at the end of the day, it's Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos, why shouldn't it be a special bracha? So what's the Gemara's kashuf? It miso. Now if you're going to tell me that Rosh Hashanah always has a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, so Beis Shammai, achas esrei miboile, that according to Beis Shammai, you should say 11, meaning Bishlam, if you're going to tell me you never masker Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So you're not masker Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. It's not something you masker. It's not something you masker. It's according to Beisul, it's certainly not a bracha. Even Shabbos, which you are masker, doesn't get its own bracha when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. And according to Beis Shammai also, you're not going to get its own bracha. Why do you get a bracha for Shabbos and not a bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos, you masker. Thus, Beis Shammai says it gets its own bracha. Rosh Chodesh, you're not masker. That's what Beis Shammai says. You don't get its own bracha. But if you're going to tell me that you're masker Rosh Chodesh, then L'chayra Rosh Chodesh should get its own bracha on Rosh Hashanah. It should get its own bracha when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So why is it that we have a mefurish of Beis Shammai that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you have 10, he adds Shabbos, L'chayra should add Rosh Chodesh as well. The teretz must be because we're never masker Rosh Chodesh. If you're not masker it, even in Beis Shammai's world, you're not going to end up getting its own bracha. So the Gemara said, Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, no. Maybe I'll tell you that really you're supposed to be masker Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Just like he's supposed to be masker Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why then, according to Beis Shammai, if you get your own bracha for Shabbos, do you not get your own bracha for Rosh Chodesh, Ani Rosh Chodesh, mitoich shekoilol v'shachris v'arvis, koilol nami b'musafin? Because being that during Shachris and Ma'ariv, for sure, everybody agrees, there's no shaila in the world that you just include the haskara of Rosh Chodesh in the bracha, but it's certainly not going to get its own bracha. So once you're doing it that way on Shachris and Arvis, so it's for that reason, the Shammai felt that when it comes to Musif, you're going to treat it the same way. Meaning Rosh Chodesh, even on a weekday, just to keep it simple, never gets its own bracha, right? We paskin that what do you do when you damage Shemoneh Esrei and it's Rosh Chodesh? You say Yalav V'Yavai. We'll see, there's another shita that maybe instead of saying Yalav V'Yavai, you should just give it a shout out in one of the brachas. But even if you're going to be maskerit, it never gets its own bracha. Never. Never by Shachris, never by Mariv. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Shabbos does. When you daven Shabbos Friday night, it has its own bracha. Mekadosh Shabbos. When you daven Shachris Shabbos, it gets its own bracha. So being that it gets its own bracha, Shachris Arvis, now it's a question, what do you do by Musaf when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So Beis Shammai says you should get its own bracha. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where even though you're masker Rosh Chodesh, but being that it doesn't get its own bracha, B'Shachris V'Arvis, so therefore, you were koilet by Shachris V'Arvis, it was a good then, so koilet nami b'musaf. And Freit Gemaru, mi isle, who the Beis Shammai koilet, does Beis Shammai hold of koilet, v'tayin rinun terbais, Rosh Chodesh chol yis b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Beis Shammai yoymer mispal Beishamai says when Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, you get your own bracha for Rosh Chodesh. You don't just include Rosh Chodesh in Shabbos, it actually gets its own bracha. So if it gets its own bracha when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, why shouldn't it get its own bracha when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? That's a very good kasha. This is almost like a stira in Beishamai. And the Gemara says, kasha. So the Gemara, koilo latzmai tanoia. This whole concept of koilo is really a machloikis tana, meaning this whole idea of what you do as far as acknowledging Rosh Chodesh on a regular Ma'ariv, a regular Shachris, or when it's Shabbos, are you supposed to be koilalit in a bracha, or maybe treat it differently? So the Gemara says it's a machloikis tanoim. The Tanya will to the rice of Shabbos Chalis, Rosh Chodesh, Bechalis Shalmoid. If Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chalamoid, Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, Mispal, Kedarko, Shefa, you daven your regular Shmoinesri that you would daven on Shabbos, which is made up of seven brachas, not 18, not 19, it's made up of seven. And you say Yalav Yavai Ba'avoida. Rebel Yezer says, Bahidah. You don't say Yalva Yavoi by Avoida, which is what we do by Ritzei, but rather you say it by Moidim. V'im loy Omer, and if you forgot to say Yalva Yavoi, Machzirin Oisai. The halacha is, you have to say Shemayin Esri again. Ubim Usaf, what about by Musaf? This is what we need. Maschel B'shal Shabbos. So you should be Maschel when you start acknowledging in Musaf that it's Shabbos, you start saying it's Shabbos. Umesayim B'shal Shabbos, and you should be Messiah that it's Shabbos. Va'oimer Kedusha Sayoim Be'emza. And you should say Kedusha Sayoim, and when you say Kedusha Sayoim, you should be Maskir Rosh Chodesh Be'emza. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, they said, Kol Makom Shezakuk Sheva, any time that Talach is that you need seven brachos, Maschel b'shal Shabbos, u'mesayim b'shal Shabbos, va'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza. You're supposed to mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh in the middle. The bottom line is that we seem to have a machloikis over here as it relates to the other tefillos. Not Musaf. By Musaf, everybody holds that you're supposed to be Masker Rosh Chodesh in between. The question is, what about Shachris? What about Ma'ariv? So what do you do as far as Rosh Chodesh goes? So the Tana Kama, the first Tanoim that were mentioned in this Braisa say, you're supposed to say Yalav Yavi, which is what we do. You're supposed to say Me'ina Ma'ariv. Shivim Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechim and Broika said, Kol Mokoyim Shezokuk L'Sheva, meaning every single tefillah that needs Sheva. It doesn't matter if it's Musaf, or it doesn't matter if it's Shachris, it doesn't matter if it's Mincha Ma'ariv. The halacha is always going to be the same. You're always going to mention Sheva. So what you do as far as mentioning Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbos is a machlokes tanan. One mandamar holds Me'ina Me'ira, also known as Yalav Yavi, which is what we do. And there's another mandamar that said Koilo. What does Koilo mean? In the bracha of Shabbos, you should add language that acknowledges the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. But the bottom line is, you for sure don't make your own bracha. And being that you for sure don't make your own bracha, that's what the Gemara initially thought. That's what Reb Zeira thought was the reason why, according to Beis Shammai, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, even though there's going to be a special bracha for Shabbos, it's not going to be a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara said, I have one problem with that. I have a mufurish of Beis Shammai. That's not the way. Beis Shammai said, Rosh Chodesh chalias b'Shabbos, mispalel shmoina. It's mufurish that you are supposed to make your own bracha. And the Gemara said, I hear, kasha, may have the Allah. What's the bottom line? Amar Rav Chizda said, Zikarin echot oivel l'kan ulakan. Then on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's also Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You mention Rosh Hashanah, there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Chena Merabba, Rabba said the same thing. Zikorin echod oyla lekan ulekan. This next Gemara is a classic. V'amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Kevita be Rafuni." When I was by Rafuni Boila, I asked him another question. So, what's the connection between these two Gemaras? They both talk about Rosh Hashanah, incredibly. And they're both questions that Rabba asked Ravuna. So the first question that Rabba asked Ravuna was, when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, are you supposed to acknowledge the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, or do you not acknowledge the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh? The second question was very yisoyti. Ma'u loymer zman b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'yem ha-Kippurim. Do you say the bracha of zman? Do you say shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Or do you not? What was the tshayla? Kimin de mizman lizman osi, being that it's a yontiv that comes mizman lizman. So certainly amrinan, it'd be very appropriate to say shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lizman osi oidim, or perhaps kibet like ikru regalim, being that it's not called a regel, it's not called a yontiv in the regalim sense. The shalish regalim, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are not called regalim. So maybe for that reason, lo yamrinan. Maybe that's a reason that you shouldn't say shechiyanu. So that was his question. So Rabbi asked Rav Huna, do you say Shachiyon or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? At first glance, you would say, wait a minute, it's a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman, so certainly you should. But then again, he said that being that it's not called regalim, so maybe lo yamrina. So the Gemara says, lo have a biyade. Amazing, Rav Huna didn't know. He said, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. Yeah, so Rav Yehuda, when he came to Rav Yehuda, Omar, so he asked Rav Yehuda this question. So Rabbi and Rav Huna now posed the question to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, I don't understand. I know a kor chadet anami aminizman. I make a shachayonu when I have a new fruit. So you're not sure if you should make a shachayonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You're coming with lumdis. We'll see what the lumdis is later in the raid bites. But you're coming with svaris, maybe. It's not called regalim. What do you mean? If you have a new fruit, you make a shachiyanu on a pomegranate. So kal v'chomer on a starfish. So what are you going to tell me on this? You're not supposed to make it. So the Gemara says, I know you're allowed to. Right? When you make a shachiyanu on a new fruit, you don't have a chiyuv or a mitzvah to go eat the fruit and make a shachiyanu. If you want to, you're allowed to. Ki kamibay lichayva. My question was something else. I know you could. My question was, do you have to? My Amalez, he told him like this. Ravish Mundami Travai, Ravish Mubova said, Ein name is man, Elba Sholish Rugal. You only say Shechiyonu for Sholish Rugal. Fate Gemar Meitzvei. I'll ask you a question from a Pasuk in Koheles. Shlomo Melech said, Ten Chelek L'Shiva, V'gam L'Shmoino, Ki Lo Yisei Demayir Ra Al Ha'aretz. What does this mean? Rabbi Leza said, Shiva Eilu Yimei Zayim Ei Bereshis. Ten Chelek L'Shiva, Shlomo Melech was referring to the Zayin Yimei Bereshis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, or Shlomo Melech said, give a Chelek of the Zayin Yimei Bereshis. Give one portion, 1/7 of it, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shabbos. Shmoino Elu Yemei Milah. It's referring to the 8 days of Milah. Rabbi Shua said, Shiva Elu Shiv Yemei Pesach. It's referring to the 7 days of Pesach. Shmoino Elu Yemei Shmoino Yemei Chag. It's referring to the 8 days of Sukkot. 7 days of Sukkot. Plus Shmini Atzeres. Kshuaymer V'gam. It says, Ten Chelek L'Shiva V'gam L'Shmoino L'Rabbos Atzeres. For Rosh Hashanah, for Yom HaKippurim. The word v'gam is coming to be marba atzeres, it's coming to be marba Rosh Hashanah, and it's coming to be marba Yom Kippur. Now what's Rabbi Yeshua's drasha? Right, Rabbi Yeshua said, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. What's it referring to? Not Shabbos and Milo, but rather Shiva is the 7 days of Pesach, Shmoina is the 8 days of Pesach, v'gam is coming to be marba Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. With regards to what? What are we coming to be marba to? My loveless man? To say that you make a shachiyanu. So you see, Mefurish, that you're supposed to make a shachiyanu. Rabbah wasn't sure, Rav Huna wasn't sure, Rav Yehuda said, listen, if you make a shachiyanu on a fruit, why shouldn't you make a shachiyanu on this? And then what did then the Gemara said, Rabbah Shmuel Amishavah, not that way, that you're not supposed to make the bracha. So the Gemara says, don't you see from Rav Yeshua's drasha that you are supposed to make the shachiyanu? The Gemara says, Laila bracha. That's not what we mean. We're talking about shachiyanu. Maybe we're talking about the bracha. The bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, the bracha of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos. That's the bracha that we're referring to. Okay, now I'm stop this. Because if you're going to tell me it means shechiyanu is man kol shiva miyika, ten chelek l'shiva sounds like all 7 days. Yizichah don't make a shechiyanu all 7 days, but the Mar says olay kasha. Maybe what it means is the ilay mevarach id mevarach l'macher. It means all 7 days you could make the shechiyanu. What if somebody doesn't make a shechiyanu the first day? You make a shechiyanu the second day. Maybe that's all that it means. Uliyay mocher. And if you didn't make it the second day, make it on the third day. But the Mar says can't be. You know why? Because you don't kais. Don't you need a kais? Right? You can't just make a shechiyanu. When do we make shechiyanu? You make a shechiyanu when you make kiddush. Why do you make when you make kiddush? Right? Incidentally, this is just an important point. Why do you make shechiyanu when you make kiddush on Yontif? Shechiyanu doesn't do with kiddush. Make shechiyanu on kiddush. You always make kiddush. You make kiddush every Friday night, Shabbos day, sometimes twice. So why are you making shechiyanu on kiddush? It has nothing to do with kiddush. It's a shechiyanu on the yom. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Today is Shavuos. Today is Sukkot. But there's an inyan that any time you make a bracha to give it a chashivus, you make it all. That's why you make kiddush all guys, for the same reason. Really, what you're doing is just declaring that today is a special day. Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekachoy, right? Midayraisa, according to many Rishonim, you yoitz it like we said earlier by Shmon Esrei, by saying Good Shabbos. Maybe you could be yoitzer because as long as you acknowledge today's a special day, we do it all guys because it was always considered chashuv to make a declaration and a proclamation and a bracha all guys. That's why you make the shechiyanu all guys. So the Gemara's kasha is: don't you have to make the shechiyanu on a guys? Okay, so what? You can't have a kois the next day? So Rashi says, stomach the inchi, yoy makame islu kois. Most people, the first day they have a kois, avul b'shar yoy me l'kuli amalesu. But nobody has a kois of wine after the first day. First day yonta, people had wine. But after that, who had a glass of wine? So how are you going to make a shachiyonu the next day? You don't have a kois. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, is this right to Rav Nachman? The Rav Nachman, zman, oymer afil b'shok, that you can make a shachiyonu even in the shok, meaning even when you don't have a kois. Gemara says, no, holy kasha, the ikle kois. Maybe it's talking about a kasha famaisa. This person happens to have a kois. What about Yom Kippur? If you're going to tell me that you have to make a Shachiyonu ala kois, and you're telling me you make a Shachiyonu on Yom Kippur, so when would you ever make the Shachiyonu on Yom Kippur? You don't have a kois, right? You're not allowed to drink. You're fasting on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, You can't make the Shachiyonu and then drink. Because once you make the Shachiyonu, you already makabel Yom Kippur. And at that point, you can't drink anymore. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba once told Rav, me budless. Rav once davened early on Friday night, and he asked it, or it was Yom Kippur. So he said, I think it was Friday night, and he stopped doing Avoida. So he said, did you stop doing Avoida? I ain't Rashi. See, he said, Once I davened, I couldn't anymore. So the same thing is going to be over here. Once a person makes a Shachiyonu at that point, he's not going to be able to drink anymore. So how are you supposed to make the Shachiyonu on Yom Kippur if it has to be ala kois? Again, to make the bracha and to drink it, once you make the bracha, you mekabel Yom Kippur. Just like Rav was mekabel Shabbos once, even though it was early, it's going to be the same problem. Should you make the bracha and then put it down? That doesn't work. If you make the bracha, you have to taste from it. Maybe give it to a child who's not fasting. That would be true according to Rav Acha. But we don't pass like Rav Acha. And the reason we don't pass like Rav Acha is Dilma Asila Mishrach, because we're afraid you may train a kid to start drinking on Yom Kippur, and that's not a good thing. Now, who's this Rav Acha? Right, that would be good according to Rav Acha, but we don't pass like Rav Acha. We even know why we don't pass like Rav Acha. What Rav Acha said, Rashi says, lo yisparish. I don't know. What does Rav Kiveger say? Take a look at Rashi in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chafei Amud Beis, where Rashi had the whole list of, where Rav Kiveger brings the whole list of places that Rashi says, lo yisparish, or lo yodati, or any yodea, that I don't know. Either way, says the Gemara, may havi Allah. So what's the bottom line? Do you make a Shechiyonu on Hashanah? Do you make a Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur? What were the two tzadim? It comes mizman lezman, but then again, it's not one of the Shalosh Regalim. What do you mean? How could it be erga from a fruit? No, a fruit is not a chayva, it's only rishus. We want to know if there's a chayva. Is there a chayva to make a Shechiyonu? So the Gemara says, Shadru Rabbanu l'Rav Yemer Saba, Kamei Rav Chizda. So the Rabbanu said Rav Yemer Saba to Rav Chizda, B'mali Yoyma, Derei Shas, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Amru Lei, they told him, Zil Chazi Hechi Yavit. Ufda, go take a look and see what Rav Chizda does, and Toim along, and come report back. Yechaziah, when they came, Amalei, Dal Yul Retiva, Rafsa, Lei Beduchte. If somebody picks up a moist brick, he probably needs the space underneath it. I mean, it's nothing to do with a moist piece of wood. Can't use it as fuel. So he probably wants the area underneath it. Meaning, you're investigating. You're doing some investigative journalism. You're trying to find out a little bit about my minhagin. So the Gemara says, Aisule kosa de chamra. He said, bring a glass of wine. He brought a glass of wine. Kaddish. He made kiddush va'omar zman, and he made a shechiyonu v'hilchasa. What's the halacha? Er mezman b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'yom Kippurim. You're supposed to make a shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah, and you're supposed to make a shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is man oimroi. I feel a bit shocked that shechiyonu, even though the katchila we make it on a kais. That's why we always make it by kiddush, not because it's related to the kiddush, but it's related to the yayin. But just like you make mekaddish on yayin, there's an idea to make the shechiyonu on yayin as well. However, but the evid you can make it afil of a shuk. And by the way, when's the one time we make a shechiyonu? We just open up our machs and we say shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. That's what we do because being that it could be afil of a shuk, you don't have to give it to a child. Dilmasi lemisr. You don't have to get involved in all that. You don't have to make an early Yom Kippur. It's very simple. You can do it afil of a shuk, and that's something that we rely on likatchila when it comes to Yom Kippur exile. So three ha'aras as it relates to today's daf, shorter ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara was discussing whether or not you say Shehechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or not. And the Gemara brought a braisa. The pasuk says in Koheles, Tein chelik l'shiva, v'gam l'shmoyna, ki lo yiseida mayiyera al aretz. And there was machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua had a darsh in the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer said, Tein chelik l'shiva is referring to the Zayin Yemei Bereshis.
The Gam L'Shmoyna is referring to the Ches Yemei Mila. Rabbi Shua said, no, Shiva, Elu Shiva Yemei Pesach. Shmoyna, Elu Shmoyna Yemei Achag. And when it says V'Gam is L'Rabbis Atzeres, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur. And the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yeshua, when he said that there's some halacha learned out from this pasuk in Kehelas, Perek Yud Aleph, the halacha was Shechiyanu. And if we're saying that you make Shechiyanu l'shiva, which is Pesach, and l'shmoina, which is Sukkis, v'gam l'rabbis hatzeres Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, oh! So you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Says Mefurish that even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're supposed to make a Shachiyon. But the Gemara said, V'tizbara. How could you tell me that this Braisa is talking about Shachiyon? Because the Braisa says you're supposed to make it for 7 days. What, 7 days you make a Shachiyon? 8 days you make a Shachiyon? You make 1 day a Shachiyon. So Mar said, maybe it means if you didn't make a Shachiyon the first day. But the Gemara says, I hear, even if you make the Shachiyon the first day. So you have an obligation now to make a Shachiyon on the second day. But at the end of the day, Rav Nachman said, you make a Shachiyon ala kais. So are you going to tell me that b'di'evit you can make the Shachiyon even not on a kais? Not like the grosser Rav Nachman? Now, Frank Rashi, who said you don't have a kais? Just because you're making the Shachiyon on the third day of Yontif, that means you don't have a kais? Who said you don't have a kais? So, Rashi, we'll read it again. V'stomid de'inchi, most people, yoy makame islahu kais. The first day Yontif, they have a kais. Avol b'shar yoyma, on the other days, l'kuli alma leslahu. A lot of verbiage. The first day, people have a kais. But after that, on the next days of Yontif, people don't have a kais. I saw in the Sefer Daf al Daf, Rav David Mandelbaum Shlita. So he brings that he saw in exchange, in writing, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, had with his Shver, Rabbi Yashiv, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky sent a letter to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told him as follows. He told him, I saw written somewhere in your name an interesting psak, and that is that a person has an obligation every single day, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, whether it's Sukkis, or whether it's Pesach, to drink a glass of wine. So that's what I saw in the name of the Shver. And he said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, whether in fact this is something that you meant to say. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote back, yeah, absolutely. And he said, it's based on a Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, in Masech Tesukah Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, HaHalol VaHasimcha Shmoina. It's referring to Sukkah, that's why it's in Masech Tesukah. Sukkah is 8 days, L'Rabbi Shmini Atzeres, HaHalol VaHasimcha Shmoina. So you see, there's a mitzvah to be Basimcha 8 days. Now we know, once upon a time, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and when there was a Beis HaMikdash, had it Yidin observe their mitzvah to be besimcha v'samachta bechagecha, they were mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with the shalmei simcha. But the Gemara says in Masechtis Pesachim that now that we don't have a shalmei simcha, so how are you supposed to be besimcha? Says the Gemara, ein simcha ela b'yayin. Incidentally, the Rambam says ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. That's what the Rambam says. Ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. But the Beis Yosef already says tzorich iyun. Even though the Beis Yosef always paskens like the Rambam. But over here he says, Sarachin. He says, I'll be honest, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. The Gemara says, Ein Simcha L'Biyayin. Yeah, once upon a time it was Basa, but that was the Basa of a carbon sit, of the carbon shlamin, the Shalmei Simcha. But it's time to put up a steak, Mechatesi. It's time what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ein Simcha L'Biyayin. The Rambam says, Basa V'Yayin. Well, one thing's for sure, you need Yayin. So Rabbi Yashiv said, it's math. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha all days. Ain't simcha ela b'yayin. So yeah, you have to have a glass of wine, a sheer yayin shal simcha, on every single day of Chol HaMoed. So that's what he wrote back to his Shver. So Reb Chaim wrote back to the Shver, to Rabbi Yashiv. He says, I have a kasha from Rashi and Masechtas Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis. Because the Gemara over here was discussing making the Shechiyonu, and making the Shechiyonu on the latter days of Yontif, in the event that you didn't make it the first day, and the Gemara said, you're going to run into a problem with Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said that you have to make the Shechiyonu dafka over a glass of wine. And so what? So Rashi, V'stomadinshi, yoyim akamit islu kois, avu b'shar yoyim elakuli amalasu. Who has wine after the first day Yontif? Once upon a time. So Zok, Rav Chaim, I understand. If ain't simcha ela b'yayin, and the Shver Rabbi Yashiv is gerech, that you have to have wine all 8 days, it's a Mishnah. Ha-halo v'asimcha shmoina, I hear. But then what's behind this Rashi? How could Rashi say, b'shar yoyim elakuli amalasu? They had to have wine. Just like they had to have wine the first, they had to have wine the next days of Yontif. Because of ain't simcha ela b'yayin, he said, this Rashi is So Rabbi Yashiv responded. Rabbi Yashiv wrote back and he told Rabbi Chaim, he says, I don't think it's a raya, because Rashi maybe was discussing Bizman Habayis. And being that he was discussing Bizman Abayis ain't Simcha Ela B'Shalmi Simcha, then you didn't have to have wine. The whole ain't Simcha Ela B'Yayin, that's after the Churban. We don't have the Shalmi Simcha anymore. Being that we don't have the Shalmi Simcha, now you have to have wine. But who found the Makar anywhere, said Rabbi Yashiv, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ma'akev and Simcha Ziyantiv to have wine. There's no such Chazal. It's Mishachara Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have the Karban Shlamim. Mipnei Chata'enu, Galino Me'artzenu. So now it's ain't Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So this is what we do. But in terms of Bizman HaMikdash, it was B'Shalmi Simcha. So maybe this drush of Rabbi Yeshua, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoyin, this passing in Koyelis, it was only gay of the world of Ba, even though Damiram were the ones debating this, but it's referring to a Braisa, which is really explaining a passing in Koyelis, going back to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, in this man of the bias, he said, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoyin, and in understanding that passing, that's when you're running into a Rav Nachman problem. But Enochinami, it could be Bizmanenu, you wouldn't have a Rav Nachman problem, because you have to have wine. The reason you have to have wine is simply because it's a mitzvah of samechta v'chagecho, and like the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, daf mem ches amar aleph ha-halo v'asimcha shmoina, that's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara, which is a little bit more, al derech ha'agada, which is a hisafa to something that we spoke at a few times recently, and that is, I saw in the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yehoyada says, tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. So he says, yesh loymar, Rabbi Eliezer said, Shiva elu zayim yemei bereshis, Shmoina elu ches yemei milo. So he said that the oil of Ephraim teaches the pasuk, ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. Ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. So he said, what's the pshat? He says that mi yale lanu hashamayma, the sfarim hakdoshim say, is Rosh Tevis Mila. Mi Yala Lanu Hashemayma. It's also Soife Tevis Havaya. Mem Yud, Yala ends with a Hey, Lanu is a Vav, and Hashemayma is again a Hey. It's Rosh Tevis Mila, it's Soife Tevis Havaya. So Ilus Ephraim said that Mila is so Chashuv. He said Mila is something that's so Kadosh that it's even more Kadosh. It's even more Kaddish than the Shem Havaya. Because Mi Yala Lanu Hashemayma is Soife Tevis Havaya. But it's Rosh Tevis Mila. See, the Eilos Ephraim Taich, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Ki Yigdalta al kol Shimcha Imrasecha. Imrasecha is referring to Bris Mila. Sasa Noichi al Imrasecha Kamoitza Shalarov. And like Rashi says in Shabbos in the beginning of Perek Rebbe Lezer, the Mila Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph, Imrasecha Zalosh and Yachid. It's referring to the Amir Yechida, the very first mitzvah that Avram Avinu was having at Stava. So he said, Bris Mila so chashu, ki Yigdalta al kol Shimcha Imrasecha. Imrasecha, Mila, Sasa Noichi al Imrasecha, so Goda. Ki yigdalta al kol shimcha, kol rabbis, even the shem avaya. Because mi yalo lanu hashamayma is soife teva, is yudke vavke, it's soife teva savaya. But it's roshe tevas milo. So the ben yoyada taich, tein chelek l'shiva, is zayin yimei bereshis. What's that chelek that Rabbi Eliezer said? Shlomo HaMelech is telling you to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the chelek? One part, one seventh. You're supposed to give away the Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the Shabbos HaMalka. Shabbos is Shabbos Shema. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Shabbos is Kutcha Berichu. It's Havaya. That's what Shabbos is. What's Shmoina? Shmoina is Mila. So he says, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam Shmoina. Gam is always l'rabbis, right? Gam is always l'rabbis. Es is l'rabbis. Gam is always l'rabbis. That's the pasuk. Tein chelek l'shiva elu zayin yemei bereshis. V'gam and l'rabbis. You know what's even more? You know what's k'gdalto al kol shimcha? You know what's even bigger than Shabbos? What's bigger than Shabbos is Mila. He says that's why Mila is doicha Shabbos. That's the side. The side of Mila being doicha Shabbos is because tein chelek l'shiva, but v'gam is l'rabbis. Mila. Mila is even bigger. But either way, there's a remes in this pasuk to the idea of Mila being greater than Havaya Kaviyochel, Ten Chelek L'Shiva, Elo Zayin Yemei Bereshis, V'Gam L'Shmoina, that's referring to the Yemei Mila. But there's one very important ha'ara, and this is the third great bite that we have to get to, and that is Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Ki Avina Bei Rafuna, when I was by Rafuna, Yibaylan, I asked him a question. Ma Uloim Bezman Bei Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippur. Do you say Shachiyon or Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur? Or do you not say Shachiyon or Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur? What would it start him? Do you say, Kimin De Mizman Lezman Asi Yomino? Being that it comes from time to time, so it seems to be a textbook example of when you would say Shachiyon. Or maybe Kimin De Lai Ikru Regalim. Being that it's not called Regal, maybe Lo Yomino. Maybe that's a reason that you shouldn't say a Shachiyon. The Rishonim don't explain
what exactly the other tzad in the shayla was. Meaning, mizman was man, we understand. That's the reason you should say a shechayano. Or do you say, being that it's not a regal, kivin loy ikri regalim loyamina. Maybe that's a reason that you shouldn't say. And it's very, very sussum from the Gemara itself. So what that it's not called a regal? Why would that in and of itself be a reason for you not to say a shechayano? The Torah Schayin, right here on this Gemara, says something very interesting. He says, "Bezeh haloshein lefi she'ein oimrim zman el al davar sheyesh bo simcha." You want to know why the Gemara had it sad that maybe you don't make a shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's because the only time you make a shechiyanu is if it's a davar sheyesh bo simcha. If it's not a davar sheyesh bo simcha, you don't make a shechiyanu. How do you know that? I mean, just to bring out the point. I mean, we know this, but just to bring it out from the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Hilchas Brachos in Simin Reish Chafei, Sif Katan Aleph says, "Haroyes chaver l'achas shlishim yoyim." If somebody sees his friend that he hasn't seen in 30 days, oim a shechiyanu. Achas shnei masach chodesh. What if you didn't see your friend for Yud Beis Chodesh? Then mevarach mechaya mesim. Then you're supposed to make a mechaya mesim. Incidentally, the Marsha says that why do you make a mechaya mesim if you didn't see your friend for Yud Beis Chodesh? Because if you didn't see him for Yud Beis Chodesh, it means a Rosh Hashanah passed. That means it was Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Mesim with Psuchim. And if he came out alive, that means he was Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim. And that's why you can make the Baruch Baruch Mechaya HaMesim. But either way, HaRoyas Chaveru L'ach Lamed Yoim, you make a Shachiyonu, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu Shechaviv Olav Harvei, V'Sameach B'Riyasai. This is only if this is a person you're happy to see. You have to be Sameach Olav Harbeh. But if you have no chavivus, you have no simcha, then you don't make the shechayanu. Right? The Mechaber says in Sivkot and Gimel, Araya Pri Chadash, if you see a new fruit, mischadesh mishana l'shana, mevarech shechayanu. Afilu re'el b'yad chaver al ilo. If you see it on the tree, you see it in your friend's hand, still the halach is you make a shechayanu. Says the Mishnah Brura, ikra niskan al simcha salehev. The aside of the shechayanu on the fruit is related to simcha salehev. And this is a klal, that the idea of shechayanu is associated with simcha. It's the fact that you arrived at a time and you're so happy that you were zoicha to be standing in this place at this time. When a person comes to a matziv where he's besimcha, wow, I can't believe I made it here. I arrived. So that's what brings out the simcha. And you say, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lasman hazeh. But a shechiyanu has to come from a place within your kishkes where you feel simcha. And if you're not besimcha, you don't make a shechiyanu. It's a bracha levatala. The idea of simcha is what drives the bracha of shechiyanu. So it says the Teres Chaim, being that shechiyanu is geknipped and gebinden with the whole idea of simcha. Therefore, the Gemara wasn't sure. So you would have thought that being that it's Yemei Din, it's a scary time. So it's a scary time. Maybe you're not supposed to make a bracha of shechiyanu. In other words, the two tzadim are, on the one hand, it's mizman lezman. But then again, maybe it's not a time of simcha. And being that it's not a time of simcha, it's a time of din, maybe it's for that reason you're not supposed to make a shechiyanu. Because shechiyanu is supposed to come from simcha. What's the makar to this idea that Rosh Hashanah is not a yoim of simcha, rather it's a yoim of din? It's a gemara. It's a gemara in a few places. Rosh Hashanah lamed beis, amed beis, erichin daf yud amed beis, amr avavo, amr malachi yashar zafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayno yishalayla, mibnei ma en yisrael oimr shiul lefanech Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why is it that the yidin don't say shir? Why don't we say hal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So you know who asked this question? The malachi yashar is. They asked the question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wasn't Rabba asking Rafuna? This is literally the malachi yashar is asking the ribayno yishalayla. Why don't Klai Yisrael sing Shira on Rosh Hashanah Amar Lehem? So Eibishter told them, Efshem Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. V'sifrei Chayim v'sifrei Meisim P'suchim L'fonav. Yisrael Oimrim Shira. How can you sing Shira? Shira you sing when you're besimcha. Ein Adam Shor Shira Elo Mitoich Simcha. Sifrei Chayim v'sifrei Meisim P'suchim. How in the world can you sing Shira? So you see that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not a time of simcha. It's not a time to sing Shira. It's a time of din. So says the Teres Chaim, that was the Shaila in the Gemara. On the one hand, yeah, you would think it's classic Shechayonu. It's Rosh Hashanah. Wow, waited the whole year for this. It's Yom Kippur. But then again, Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim P'suchim L'fonah. And just like the Gemara says, Hashem told Malachi Yisharis, you can't sing Shira. Why? Because it's not a Yom of Simcha, it's a Yom of Din. So based on that, says the Teres Chaim, that was the Shaila in the Gemara. That was the shayla on the Gemara. Should you say the shechiyanu or should you not say the shechiyanu? Now the truth is that this discussion, and really the way the Teres Chaim explains it, perhaps the shayla in the Gemara, of whether you say shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah or not. Now what is the tali in? Do we treat it as a time of simcha or do we not treat it as a time of simcha? The truth is, this is an old shayla. This is an old shaila. In fact, it dates back to the Gaonim. This was a tremendous debate in the times of the Gaonim. The Tor in Eruv Chaim, Simon Tov Kuf Bei Beis in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, discusses whether or not on Rosh Hashanah, when you're davening Shmona Esra, you should say, Vatite in Lanu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yahava. Mayadim L'Simcha, Chagu Muzman L'Sal. We say this on every Yom. Atibur Chatonu Mikol Am. Every Yontif we say this. What about Rosh Hashanah? It says the Torah, Ve'ein Oimer Vatite in Lanu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yahava, Mayadim L'Simcha, Chagu Muzman L'Sasayin. Loi B'Rosh Hashanah, You don't say it on Rosh Hashanah, and you don't say it on Yom Kippur. Says the Torah, Avol Rav Sar Shalim Kosa, one of the Goyim, the Sar Shalim said, Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippur, Bein B'Tfila, Bein B'Kedusha, you should say, Mayadim L'Simcha, Chag M'Zmanim L'Sasa, and Nisyoim HaZikaron HaZeh. You are supposed to say it. Why? What's the makar to it? He said, because it's a Yontif. You know how I know it's a Yontif? It's mentioned in the Parsha, the Mayadim. Right, when you make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimet, Dabra b'nei Yisrov yamarta leim, Moyadei Hashem ashetik roisam mikroi kodesh, Eilei hei moyadoi, Eilei moyadei Hashem mikroi kodesh ashetik roisam b'mayadim. And then the Torah goes through all the mayadim. And one of the yadim that it mentions is Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimet, Dabra b'nei Yisrov leimet, b'chodesh ashvi b'echol l'chodesh yiyo lochem shabbosoin, zichroin trua mikro kodesh. And then it says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimet, ach ba'osol l'chodesh ashvi azeh yoyim ha-kipurimu, mikro kodesh yiyo lochem, v'nisim es nafshoi seichem v'kraftim yishol Hashem. So the Sar Sholim says, it's in the parasha of Mayadim. When you're going to make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say clearly, Eilem Mayadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikroisim B'Mayadim. Then you'll say Tikva Chodesh Leifer. Yeah, you mentioned something specific about Rosh Hashanah, but at the same time, Eilem Mayadei Hashem. You see, it's a yontif. So if it's a yontif, if it's a mayad, then you should say Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sosin. He said, "There's no question." And then the Torah says, "V'kach Kozav Rab Paltoy Goyin Zatzal." He said the same thing. Vatitin Lanu Hashem Lekina, but you have Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sosin is Yoyim Azikarin Azeh. V'kach Kozav Rab Shmuel Ben Chofni. He said it was the minigim beiz yeshivos lo oimroi. V'kozav oid v'chulu v'chulu. Then he brings Rav Hai Goyin and said, "No, the minig is not to. You don't say Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sosin." Either way, the Torah is going back and forth, varfing Goyinim. In terms of what are you supposed to do? Do you say Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasin? Or do you not? What's the Shaila? This is the Shaila. And this is like a very high level, 20,000 foot view question. Is today a day supposed to be B'Simcha? I mean, it's in the parasha of the Mayadim. You're going to make Kiddush. Eilu Mayad HaShem Yikrei Kiddush. Asher Tikroisim B'Mayadim. But then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis Amed Beis, that you can't sing Shira. That you don't say Halal. Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Meis and Psuchim V'Atem Oimim Shira. How could you say Shira now? It's not a time to say Shira. To the contrary, it's a Yom Adin. And the Gaonim debated this existential question. What's Rosh Hashanah? Is Rosh Hashanah a Yom Adin? Or is Rosh Hashanah a day? Or is Rosh Hashanah a day of Simcha? It's another place the Rishonim talk about this is famous Rosh in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where he discusses whether or not you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? It's the first 2 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And by virtue of that, you would think on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Tzaddikim and the Hasidim used to fast. So based on that, maybe you should be able to fast. Now, Yontif, you're not allowed to fast. But the Rishonim weren't sure. They debated whether you're allowed to fast or you're not allowed to fast. What's the Shaila? If it's a Yom Simcha, then v'samachti b'chagechum, in simcha l'babasa maybe, certainly b'yayin, so then you're not allowed to fast. But otherwise, if not, then to the contrary, if it's not a yom simcha, it's a yom adin, then maybe it's appropriate, maybe a bal nefesh should do it, maybe it's actually an interesting idea. But either way, this was a shayla that the Goyim discuss, it's a shayla that the Rishonim discuss. What's interesting is, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, so in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis, that's where the Torah has this arichos, about whether you say v'atitin l'anam Hashem alikeinu b'yahava, and he brings all the different Goyim. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch in Sivkot and Ches says, "Einoy Oimer Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasan." You do not say Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasan. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah in Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sivkot and Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Oichlim V'Shoisim V'Smeichim V'Ein Misanim B'Rosh Hashanah V'Loi B'Shabbos Shuvah." Oichlim v'shoisin v'smeichin. That's the punchline. Ve'ein mesana b'Rosh Hashanah. So the mechaber seems to be picking sides as it relates to the nusach of the bracha. Vatitin lanu Hashem alikeinu b'yahava miyadul mesimul chag mazmanu. You don't say it like Rav Haigoyin, like the goyim that said you're not supposed to say it. And yet, when it comes to fasting, oichlim v'shoisin v'smeichin. Ve'ein mesana b'Rosh Hashanah. What's even more interesting is that we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah. And the reason we don't say halal is because of the Gemara. In Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. I mean, this was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachi Asharis. There's not a lot of room for debate, whether that's the reason or not. So for the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's the pshat. So obviously that's the pshat. It's because it's a Yom Adin, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Beis. But we do say Shachiyonu. We say a Shachayanu on Rosh Hashanah, right? The second night, it's a Safig Yom HaRichla. But of course you say a Shachayanu, which implies that it is a Zman of Simcha. So what's going on over here? On the one hand, we don't say Mayadim L'Simcha Chagim Zman on L'Sasayim. But then again, Shoichlin V'Shoisin V'Smeichin, and we pass in like those Shittas that the Rosh brings that you're not allowed to fast. We don't say Hallel. But then again, we do say Shachayanu, even though Shachayanu is supposed to come from a place of Simcha. So this is confusing. I mean, what's the bottom line? Is Rosh Hashanah a time of Simcha? Or is Rosh Hashanah a time of Din? So the truth is that this is something that requires a lot of Iyun. I'll just tell you one Diyuk that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings in the Mikra Kodesh. He says it b'shem Rav Chaim Brisker, but the Diyuk is as follows. The Rambam, when he brings the Halacha, that you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, so the Rambam says as follows. He says, Avo Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippur. Right, he's going through all the days. You do say Hal on the days that you don't say Hal. So it's in the end of a Rambam. It's in Perek Gimel Hilchas Chanukah Halacha Vav. Avo Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim in Ben Hal. L'fi Shehen Yemei Tshuva v'yira v'fachad lo Yemei Simcha Yisera. Reb Chaim was medayik. The Rambam didn't say that it's not a time of Simcha. He said, "Well, Avo Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, ain behem halol if yishem yemei tshuva v'yiru pachad lo yemei Simcha yisera." In other words, you know what the answer is? It's a time of Simcha, but not Simcha yisera. Not hoyos. You have to be careful, and you have to walk that fine line. Yontif ordinarily is supposed to be b'simcha yisera v'yisa ach sameach. It's supposed to be ach sameach. It's supposed to be a simcha on the highest level in terms of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's a time to be b'simcha, but at the same time, it's not a time of simcha yisera. The Mechaber says oichlin v'shoisin usmeichim because there is a mitzvah to be b'simcha. We say a shechayanu because it is a Zman of Simcha. But at the same time, we can't say Hallel. Because for Hallel, it has to be Yemei Simcha Yesera. The threshold, the requirement, the Mechayev of Hallel isn't just Ein Adam Shar Shira Elamitoich, a little bit of Simcha. It's Ein Adam Shar Shira Elamitoich Simcha Yesera, Kimavur in the Rambam. Different Nusach. And the point is, if it's a Simcha Yesera, so that already shows that you don't have Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim. A person wants to be Besimcha, he wants to be Beiteach by Kodesh Baruch, everything is going to work out right. Ichlu Yeah, on some level we're shayach to that. On some level it's possible. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is a time of Simcha. And just, that's really what it is. Those are the Torah Geshem. Rosh Hashanah is Yontif on the one hand. But then again, it's a scary time. It's also a Zman of Din. And that's what the Rambam literally in one word, B'lishayna Yazov, captured. The whole Nusach, the whole concept of what Rosh Hashanah is. Of course it's a time of Simcha. It is a time of Simcha, but it's not a time of Simcha Yisera. And Kanira, that the Goyim were discussing, being that it's a time of Simcha, not a Simcha Yisera. So, Mayadim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sasim. Is that enough that it's a little bit of time of Simcha? Or maybe for that you need Simcha Yisera. But either way, that's the Teres Chaim. That's the Teres Chaim who says, the Pshat in the Gemara is Yibaya. Rabba asked Rav Huna a question. His question was whether or not you're supposed to say Shechayon or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's the Shaila? Why shouldn't you say it? Well, why shouldn't you? The Teres says the reason not to is because Shechayonu has to come from a feeling of not just I arrived, but I'm so besimcha that I arrived. And that was the question. The question is Rosh Hashanah, which is not a time of Simcha, or at the very least, not a time of Simcha Yisera. So could you say it or could you not say it? And this Shaila here, in Erev and Dachmem Amibes, the way the Teres Chaim said Pshat, is telling all this raid, and the Torah who quotes all the Goyim and Tovkuf Pepes, and the Mechaber and Tovkuf Tzadik Zayin, and the whole Shaila of whether you say Hallel and Reb Chaim's Diak and the Rambam, Vadvarim Atikim, but that's just one Mahalach. But there's one other Mahalach that I think is worth mentioning very, very briefly, and we'll end with this. And that is the Marsha. And this is tucked away. This is the very, very last Marsha in Masechtas Megillah. It's a one-liner that the Marsha mentions at the very, this is literally the last line of Marsha in his Chidushi Agadus on Masechtas Megillah. The last Gemara Masechtas Megillah is well known. Vayedaber Moishes Moyadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvason. There's a mitzvah. Shiu Koyra Noisim Kol Echad Echad Bezmanu. There's a mitzvah that you're supposed to be Koyra. You're supposed to lane the Inyana Deyoyma on the respective Yom Tov. Fan Rabbanon. Moishe Tikin Lem Yisrael Shiu Shoyalim V'darshin Binyana Shal Yoyim. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, and Hilchas Chag v'Chag. Every single Yontif, there's an idea that you're supposed to be Shoyal v'Dorish bin Yonah Shalyayim. On Pesach, you're supposed to learn the halachas of Pesach. On Shavuos, the halachas of Shavuos. And on Sukkot, you're supposed to learn the halachas of Sukkot. Hadron halach p'nei yo'ir, v'slikol ha-masechtes v'gal. It's the very last Gemara Masechtes Megillah. The Marsha over there makes a diak. He says that why is it if that
Moshe tikkun lem Yisrael. She was shaylim v'darshim binyani shalayim hilchas Pesach bePesach hilchas Atzeres baAtzeres hilchas Chag bChag. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Yom Kippur? Why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur being excluded? L'chur Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should be included. He said, not just that. It sounds a little bit like this Gemara is coming from the Pasuk Vayidaber Moshe Smayadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. That's the parasha of the Mayadim. We just mentioned it earlier. You have Rosh Hashanah there. You have Yom Kippur there. Elam Mayadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh is included in that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So how come the Braisa said should you Shoyal and Vedarshim Binyanei Shal Chag Hilchas Pesach bePesach Hilchas Atzeres baAtzeres veHilchas Chag bChag? Says the Mashal something fascinating. And it's a Chiddush Noira. This is fascinating, not very well known. He says, Yesh Loimar, Doi Tike Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was only misaking this takana for mitzvahs that come mizman lizman. Mitzvahs that you can only do sometimes. But says the Marsha, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Loi Mikru mizman lizman. They're not called mitzvahs that come mizman lizman. Why? The Yesh Lo Adam Litein Liboy Litshuva. Because the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is tshuva. And really, tshuva is not unique to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah, there's aseres yimei tshuva. Dirshu Hashem v'yimotzoi, kiro'u b'yoisei karev. These are 10 days that are more mesugal to do tshuva. But they're not exclusive, the mitzvah of tshuva, to these 10 days. The whole year a yid has an obligation to do tshuva. Mashaken b'sholosh regolem, the mitzvasam b'zmanam b'nyonei shalyoi. Those mitzvahs only come b'nyonei shalyoi. But as it relates to these mitzvahs, these are mitzvahs that you have the whole year. So it's not so much mizman lizman, and that's why you don't have this halach shiu kairim bizmano. A mitzvah that comes at a certain time, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's takana was. But mitzvahs that we all have the whole year, that those mitzvahs you don't have. It says the Marsha, here's the punchline. Umehai taima nami misafkulam beperek bakal ma'arve. Im oimrim zman b'Rosh Hashanah. This is why Chazal Rabbi asked Rav Huna, I wasn't sure. And Rav Huna didn't know he went to Rav Yehuda. And they had a whole suffix. Do you say Shechayanu? What was the suffix? Of course it's, what do you mean? It's mizman lizman. It's Rosh Hashanah today. You never Rosh Hashanah yesterday. Today it's Rosh Hashanah. Dulo mikri shaper mizman lizman elosholish regal. They're not called zmanos, because what are the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah? You know what the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah are? It's tshuva, and you have tshuva the whole year. So the truth is, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yeah, these are days that are miyuchad, and it's yontif, and there's certain oirois, and tzinoirois, and ashpois. But at the same time, the underlying yisoid of what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is about, it's about tshuva. And he says, tshuva, that we have the whole year. So if you have it the whole year, what's the shachyar? Wow, today is a day of tshuva? What, yesterday wasn't? The whole year. It's always a mitzvah to do. That's something you're always supposed to do. So being that it's something that you're always supposed to do, so it's not mamish unique. But I just wanted to end with one knetch. And that is, you know, at first glance, the Marsha is tzarech here, right? What, Rosh Hashanah is only about tshuva? Yeah, it's the first 2 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Yom Kippur is the last day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. What happened to the mitzvah of Shofar? Right, Rosh Hashanah is at its core Yom Teruah. It's a Yom Zikaron. What about the other mitzvahs? It's just one ha'ara. And maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow or another day. But just to say one ha'ara. You know, this year is Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. And we spoke a lot about Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. We mentioned the epic piece of the Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger and his Minchas Ani with the Mashal and the Kala that when the Yidden don't blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, Shemi Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shabbos, it's a big tumult in Shemayim. And Shemayim, they want to know, how come there's no Shofar? Oh, it's because of Shabbos? Who's Shabbos? Let me meet Shabbos. And when the Yidden keep Shabbos, and when the Yidden were Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shabbos, he says, then Shabbos comes in and is the biggest Melech Yoshev for Klal Yisrael. And he said, but unfortunately, years that the Yidden didn't keep Shabbos, Shabbos walked in on a Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, and instead of being a Sanhedrin, it ended up being a Kateger. And he says, he did research, and he found out the best of years and the worst of years were years that were Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. The first time I heard this vart was from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yerucham Olshan Shlita. I heard it in Yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavaya, on Rosh Hashanah. It was in the year 2001. It was the year of 9/11. And he was talking about how it was a Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. But the point is, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, the Aruch Laner said, were the best of times and they were the worst of times. And what did it depend on? How the Yidden kept Shabbos. Because on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, we didn't have the shofar to be ma'arv of the satan. We don't have the shofar that it should be Mala Arzachronis. Where do we have it? Where does it come from? It comes instead from Shabbos. But I found an unbelievable mitzvah, I think, in the Sefer Oilus Ephraim. So who was the Oilus Ephraim? This is in Sveitamol today. He was the Kli Yakar, right? Just a little bit of perspective. The Kli Yakar was a Talmud of the Marshal. He was born in the year 1550, and he passed away in the year 1619. He spent the last 15 years of his life as the chief rabbi
of a city that we may have heard of, Prague. He was the Rav in Prague. He was a Polish Yid that became the Rav in Prague. Like the Noida Behuda was also a Polish Yid that became the Rav in Prague. He was originally from Poland. He was from Lublin. He was a Talmud of the Marshal. But either way, he was a Talmud of the Marshal. Kamara Rishon, the Kli Yakar. So the Kli Yakar says in the Oil of Sephraim, he says a Dabar Nifla. He says something mamish amazing. He said, when a Shoshana falls down on Shabbos, we don't blow Shoyfa. He says, how's it possible? How are we mevatel the Tkiya Shoyfa, Shemi Yavirenu Dalaramis Beshusarabim? So he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because if you would understand the soidos of Shabbos, and he said, if you would understand the soidos of Shoyfer, he said, you would know that when a Yid keeps Shabbos, he doesn't need the Shoyfer. Every single milo that a Yid can possibly get from Tkiya Shoyfer, he says, you get from Shabbos. And he explains it in 7 pages. Each one is 2 columns. There's 14 amudim, literally, of Hesber, way above my pay grade, where he goes on to explain, I'll be Kabbalah and Drush and a little bit and even in Pshat, where he goes on to talk about the Soidos and all the Milas that we have from Tkiya Shofar and how all those Milas we get on Shabbos. Not just on Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos, every Shabbos. Every single Shabbos of the year, a Yid, if he keeps Shabbos, he gets all the milas of the. She says, you don't need the shofar. He says, you don't need the shofar. Here's the punchline. He says, where did they blow shofar? On Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbos, a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Hamikdash. Right, but Medina, they didn't. But that's why there was a big tumble with Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger in the early, the beginning of the 20th century, right? The big Avadvarim Atiki. But in the Beis Hamikdash, B'mokim Lulu was a best in Agadol. But in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholias. B'Shabbos. So why? He says, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't keep Shabbos properly. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring karbonos, and in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Chil Shabbos going on. Now, it wasn't Chil Shabbos, because it's Hutra or Dchuya, Ayin the Bir Agron, then the Filchus Mila, right? All the raid about that. But at the end of the day, it wasn't Shabbos. In the Medina, there was Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shabbos. So he says, in the Medina, there was Shabbos, they didn't need Tkiya Shofar, because they have Shabbos. And he said, when the Yidden have Shabbos, they don't need Tkiya Shofar. It was Dafki in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Dafk in the Beis HaMikdash where they didn't have, you need to be a Kliyok and Ehlis Ephraim to say this. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shabbos. It was but it looked like a weekday. And did that, it looked, it was like Torah. Think about it, right? And everything's going on, the Shechitas. So he said it wasn't Shabbos B'Shlemus. And being that it wasn't Shabbos B'Shlemus, there they had to blow Shofar. This is a tremendous neufach to all the rain that's going around now, the Minchas Ani and the Meshachachu. But there's a Beis Medrash on Achidash, right? Unbelievable. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew Shofar on Shabbos, because there they didn't have the Shabbos. But the point is, the Marsha saying that Rosh Hashanah is a yontif, yeah, it's a day, it's a very, very special day. But the truth is, we have Rosh Hashanah the whole year, if we really want it. We have Rosh Hashanah, the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah. You can't take lulav, you know, in the middle of November. Right, it's no shaykhis, but you could do tshuva in the middle of November. That's something you can do, right? You can't maybe blow the shofar in the middle of the year, but at the same time, the idea of what shofar is, ayin be'olas Ephraim, that's something a yid has every single time he keeps Shabbos. Shechiyonu says to Marsha is a mitzvah that we have mizman lizman. It's a mitzvah that I can't take my wolf. Today's the one day I could shake talad minim. Shechiyonu v'kimanu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. But says the Marsha, Rosh Hashanah, every single thing you're going to do on Rosh Hashanah, be'etzem, you're shayach to doing the whole year. We're not on the madrega to think about it, and it's not always on our mind, and maybe our Shabbos is not a proper Shabbos. But the point is, it's fascinating. The connection, the depth of the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Either way, this year is a Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, and we should not be zoich in the schus of learning Masechta Shabbos, and Masechtas Erevin amidst a lot of adversity. That this year it should be a year where Shabbos is Melitz Yosher on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and we should all be gebenched with a ksiva v'chasim v'toyva, a good gebenched year.